What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Gonna get all up in
it's man day today.
Yeah,
we got a man witch.
Just got
man witch style.
I don't feel safe.
Will you accept You're this rose?
Will you accept
blow
this rose? I accept your rose.
I can't tell if you're singing or yawning.
Howling,
oh
howling.
God, welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? USA, boy, do we need this this week.
We need
boy,
it.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose?
And we got just a coked up bachelor this week.
Oh my God, we have, what a day. I am so excited. This is the day to end all days. We have a man, it's man day today. And we have with us a guy that I did not know was a Bachelor fan. And then when I heard, I pounced on that like a cat to cheese?
Yes.
Where'd you find
a cat
that out?
To cheese.
Our friend Kevin said that you love
The
Bachelor.
No secrets with Kevin.
No secrets, Kevin.
I'm not much of a fan that I have to watch it because I get really rageful. Like I
okay.
watch it, I get angry.
Okay. Well, we have with us, he's a man. He's a human gentleman. Mm. He used to host a podcast with Tig Notaro called Captain Blastoff.
No, it was called Professor Blastoff.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the captain of my pants, and I,
oh,
but you're the professor. Professor Blastoff, you know, that's the kind of tight ship that I run, and that's why I get paid $0, except for last year when I made $10 selling dildos from Adam and Eve. They've dropped us. and you also won an Emmy for the Amy Schumer Show. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey!
Kyle Dunnigan.
Yes.
Ooh, Kyle. You were just at Sundance, were you not? You wrote a short film.
Yeah.
What was it called?
It was called Shit Kids.
Yes.
And it took maybe 6 years off my life. It was very stressful.
Yes. Well,
I wasn't given much money.
You look great. You're 82?
I look terrible.
You
I've
look
got
wonderful.
Rosacea today. Don't look at me.
You look wonderful.
Thank you.
So it took 6 years off your life.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
I was given $20,000.
Okay.
Which is
must
not
be nice.
Enough money.
Must be nice. Can I borrow $1,000? You'll never see that money again.
I'm
but, like,
hungry.
To make a pilot, that's
yeah.
no money.
Yes.
That's like the food budget.
Yes.
For a pilot.
Yes. So this was a pilot?
Yeah. Well, I was making it like as a short, but maybe for a TV show pilot.
Yes.
I sort of threw a big blanket out there
yes.
that I could go anywhere with it because, you know, we don't know who's going to want to buy something.
I would buy anything you make.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I have $10 in dildo money from last year.
Okay.
That's a down deposit.
Do you have anything that you'd like to plug coming up? I'm sorry.
I'm doing some like shows, like stand-up shows.
Okay.
I think I'm going to like Midwest, a bunch of those.
Where can
like
people
Iowa.
Find you? Where can they find you?
KyleDunnigan.com. Okay. I don't think they're up yet, but like,
will you accept my rose and my apology for calling it Captain Blastoff?
No, it's,
can we do a spinoff called Captain Blastoff?
No, I actually like Captain
Can
Blastoff
I wear a captain's
better.
Hat for the whole thing?
That would be funny if we did a spinoff.
Let's
it would be weird.
Do a spinoff.
There was a lot of like Professor Blastoff fans we left in the lurch.
Let's do
that
it.
Would like jump in on anything.
Let's do a one-off. Let's call the captain.
Yeah.
Right. To my right, we have another human male who is probably best known as, will you accept this, Rose, as Bachelor of 2017. He's this year's Bachelor for the podcast. Yeah.
Wait, how do I?
It's a great honor.
Do you want a title?
Maybe next year.
Do you want a title?
Well, no, I'd like to be the Bachelor. I want to be under the Bachelor. Maybe next year.
Next year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want to be considered.
I'm going to lose this.
Do you want to go to, you? How about this? You can be the captain of the fantasy suites. How about that?
Oh, I like that.
Because you know what? Great. That's how you're going to get to be the Bachelor. It's like people are mad, like you went all the way with the Bachelorette. You put it out there. You did what you had to do and you didn't get picked.
But that's who I am?
Yeah. But then you get to be next year's Bachelor. You have to go to the fantasy suites.
I got you. Yeah.
Maybe. It depends how this podcast
goes. Yeah, we'll see how
Kyle.
It goes. Rob. Hey, this is Rob.
Yes,
so you're best known. How has it been? This was a hard week for you as the Bachelor, wasn't it?
It was. It was a really tough week.
You had hometowns, didn't you? You had hometowns.
And it was rough. From Missouri, so it wasn't a great
show. It
was
not that sexy, but you play God on Supernatural.
Yes.
And you have your own show,
yes.
Kings of Con.
Kings of Con on Comic-Con HQ.
And do you have anything you want to plug, Rob? I just touched
Kings
you.
Kings of Con. Yeah, I want you to touch me.
I have a lot of lawsuits.
You're still rolling.
I have a lot of lawsuits.
Still rolling. Take three.
Okay, take three.
Kings of Con on Comic-Con HQ. That's what I'm plugging. That's
Rob,
what people need to go see.
You're really killing it this season on this podcast. I just want you to
thank
know.
Thank you. I feel really good about it. I'm glad that I didn't think I'd get the invite right back.
No, this
we're
is
talking about
a lot.
Like it's going to be every other week.
It's like, I'm not playing it cool. We just put it right out there.
I'm not playing it cool because I'm like, yeah, cool, because I got things to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't do this
exactly.
every week.
Paget's like, Paget's the only one making money of any of us.
Yeah.
Aaron Foley, my co-host. Aaron Foley, ladies and gentlemen. Erin Foley, sexy dancer,
sexy
hilarious,
dancer.
Like, really good dancer. She's got sort of like,
oh,
she,
God.
She does like a
look at this,
she,
look at this shoulder
she never
roll.
Met, she really knows her shimmy and her shoulder. It's like the slow-mo shimmy.
Yeah. I can get incredibly low for a white lady.
You do a shimmy with a clap. There's a lot of like clapping.
Yeah. Oh, Black Irish.
Are you
boom.
going to Moon Tower this year?
I'm actually below the table right now dancing. I don't know.
If you go, can we go dance at Barbarella?
What did you ask me? What did you ask her?
If she went to, if she's going to Moon Tower Comedy Festival. We go dancing every year.
We go
there.
Dancing every year.
Nice. Last year we went with a Sklar. We think it was Jason. We're not
sure. Could have been Randy.
Glasses. And
I've only known them for 15 years.
I've only known them for 400 years. Aaron, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'd like to say thank you. There was a couple of Would You Accept This Rose fans in the Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh my
God. I love it so much.
That's so
that
exciting.
Was really fun.
That's
and
so
a
exciting.
Lot of sports lesbos.
Yes.
That was
nice.
Awesome.
People, though, they love the sports.
They love the sports. No, I'll be in LA for the next couple weeks, and then end of February, I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana.
That's a hard
favorites.
Club to get in. That's one of my favorites. Very hard to get
Can
in.
Can I ask you, what do they say? How do you know their fans? Do they come up and say, hey?
Yeah, I was selling CDs. After and then I got it's funny
CDs
get,
I got, like
yeah,
it
I got,
old school
I sold some 8-tracks of jokes I wrote in the 70s they just come up to you after the show and it was a lot of I do a sports podcast called Sports Without Balls so we had some roller derby girls which
yes.
was awesome and then we had a bunch of people from Batch Nation.
That's
Batch
exciting.
Nation.
Batch Nation.
I sell Belle Biv DeVoe CDs after mine.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. It's a big markup. That girl's poison.
Oh,
never
yes.
trust a big butt and a smile, Aaron.
Never.
Before we start, just speaking of touring, okay, guys, let's break it down. If we go to Nashville, so it seems like Zanies is fighting me, and they won't have me for a whole weekend, apparently, which is fine. Which
Whatever.
Is fine, but they will host the podcast. But I think I'd probably have to fly myself in. Will you tweet me if you guys would? We need to fucking fill that thing. Would you guys come to Nashville sometime this spring? Will you tweet at me and tell me if you would come? We need to have like 200 people.
Oh, okay. That's a no-brainer. We
you
need
think
200
so?
People.
That's
it would
easy.
Be. It would be all of us, obviously. Mm-hmm. We'd probably have Wells. I would hope we'd have Wells and then hopefully Dick Doctor. What's his Evan and
Dick
Carly. Do you watch Paradise too?
I did, yeah. I don't know. I didn't recognize any of those names. I don't know.
Wells? Evan and Carly, they got engaged last year. The Dick
Wells
Doctor.
Wells is the, like, radio DJ
know
guy.
Their faces.
Evan and, like, Evan and Carly, they fell in love in the sweat lodge after they painted each other in bikinis.
Oh, yes.
He was the Dick Doctor, and he faked an injury,
yes,
and he went
was
to
very
the Mexican.
Nerdy,
yes,
but then she suddenly
then they
loved
got,
right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
huge
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Huge dick. Apparently, he has a huge dick. That's huge. The other thing. I want to give a shout out to Casey Roonan, who painted me fan art.
That was awesome.
It's on its way right now. I haven't received it yet, but he made a portrait for
That's
me,
creepy.
Which I'm going to show you guys, and then we're going to get started. But this is this he made a portrait, which is truly the best looking thing I will ever own. Look, it's all of my pics. We've got the dolphin girl, obviously. There's Corinne.
It's on Instagram, right?
Danielle, it's on Instagram, but he's amazing. Vanessa,
really
and then
good.
It's really good. It's the best thing that's ever happened.
Can
to me.
I give Bachelor Historian a shout out?
Yes.
Really quick.
We're going to give a shout out to Aaron's friend,
Marissa Sarnoff. Never missed an episode of The Bachelor.
She's never missed an episode of The Bachelor. She's a Bachelor Historian, and she texted Aaron this. Watching Nick eat a beignet is literally the best thing I've seen all day because our country is being ripped apart and we are at serious risk of living under a crazy ruler. But The Bachelor must go on. Maybe Nick will teach us all how to love again.
Yes! Marissa's the best.
Let's begin the healing, you guys.
All right. Mm.
Okay, here we go. We're starting out Corinne versus Taylor. If I fucking hear the phrase emotional maturity.
I mean, come on.
Again, are you kidding me? It's like, I wanted Corinne to go until I met Taylor, and then it's like, Taylor's got to go down.
Emotional intelligence.
So here's what it just started. Here, let's start with a few of Corinne's quotes.
Oh, wow, you read it down.
Oh, I do it all down. You have no
she
idea.
She does line by
it
line.
It takes me like 14 hours to watch this. Corinne says she was doing, Corinne, who might always be drunk. I mean, I'm pretty sure they ply her at all times with alcohol. So she starts out with this. A dead on impression of Taylor. I just had to explain what emotional intelligence meant. I'm like, that's not what I'm talking about, you dumb bitch.
So good.
How much did you want to kick Taylor in the face? Where did you stand on the Corinne Taylor?
Well, I'm like,
battle.
You. I kind of flip flopped.
Yeah.
Originally, I was like, Corinne, what a disaster.
She's
but then
after
I was like, oh, the other one is kind of annoying.
She was so awful.
She's not even annoying. It's like next level. Like, she literally, like, has, she shits her pants. She's, like, soggy pants, Debbie Downer. No, Taylor.
And she only
her
has
face.
One argument. She really only has
and
one.
And it's
she's
also, like, yeah, she's
just. It's all emotional intelligence. That's what it all is based around. She doesn't even know.
Best drinking game
Nick,
ever.
Nick, I have to tell you something. She doesn't even know what emotional intelligence
is. Like, I don't know what that
Taylor
means.
Taylor sadder than a grown man talking about The Bachelor on a podcast?
No.
What's that?
No, no. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. This is a safe space.
Am I okay here?
Oh, my God, yeah. No. You just give in to this.
Okay.
It's going to happen one way or the other. You're not going to believe how deep in you're going to get. This is so much deeper than you ever
but
thought.
But, Arden, what if she was, like, she's a therapist.
Oh, my God.
What if you
had a problem?
She said she
didn't give advice, though, which, what does that mean?
Yeah.
She just bills them and says, you fucked.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I feel like every therapist I ever went to was like, uh-huh. And how does that make you feel? It's like, I just fucking told you, anxious. Like, everything makes me feel anxious.
Did you learn something about yourself in therapy? Like, what's the main thing you learned in therapy?
You know what? At a certain point, I realized I'm anxious. And I realized.
About what?
Life.
Bachelor.
You know what it is? I'll tell you. I have a hard time setting boundaries.
Okay.
But I've gotten better at it.
Saying
I've gotten
no.
better.
You don't want to say no to people.
Yeah, I've gotten better at it. I've gotten
I know
better
what that
at
is.
It. I've gotten better
you're,
at it.
You're afraid of not being, like, loved.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Which, me too. We're
I mean, come on,
here.
Right?
I thought that was the ultimate lesbian thing, but I guess it's in straight
no, it's
oh,
everybody.
God, yeah.
Ultimate
every comic
ex-girlfriend
thing.
Is
oh, God,
like,
yeah.
With no boundaries.
I
oh,
used
my
to
God.
Confuse it with guilt. I would say I feel guilty,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
feel guilty.
No, I don't feel guilty.
I fear, like,
I
not
don't
being
know.
Loved.
Yeah, I'm afraid of getting yelled at. I fear people being, yeah, it's like when I fear disappointing somebody. Mm. But you know what? I realize also it's like maybe don't hang out with dicks. Maybe just pick better people.
There you go.
That's an option.
And then I realized if it's like at a certain point, it's like, well, for me, I was like, I get it. Like, I can't. Like, I just felt like I was like filling the hour. But that's just me.
I fear Taylor as a therapist.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Well, here's a good quote from Corinne. She makes you
the worst.
She makes you feel like you're an idiot. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. She's a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Corinne.
Corinne is a wise
nailing
person.
It.
I also need to say hello to Katie and Anna over there. Katie and Anna.
Hey, Katie.
Anna is traveling to Iran this weekend.
What?
Can we all say prayers for Anna? For like 2 weeks, you're going to Iran.
Didn't they ban? Didn't they reverse ban us?
They did. But
no.
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 Not yet.
Not yet. She's got two passports, but we're all going to send little prayers for her.
You could, listen, let's talk after. You can make a sweet buck selling that passport. I'm just saying, other options.
Then she says, Corinne, she's not nice to the other girls. I don't know who said this. You have a stank face on your face. Which is an amazing quote.
I thought Corinne was dropping hashtag truths all night.
A stank face on your face?
Stank face on your face.
Two faces.
You have a stank face on your face.
When you peel off your stank face, wait for it, another stank face.
My favorite interaction was this, when she says, how you're feeling right now is how I felt yesterday, alone and sad. And then Taylor said, I don't feel either of those.
It was like the best moment. Yeah. I love that moment.
It was amazing watching Corinne play Taylor. Because if Taylor actually is a therapist, like I felt like Corinne actually manipulated her so well to where she was defending herself from a drunk, horny child. Like, like, well, maybe, no, I don't. I like, she got completely played by a dum-dum.
And she looked so sad. And she's like, I'm not sad.
Yeah.
And you're like, you are sad.
She did. She got.
Corinne is master manipulator for sure.
Man.
And Taylor's like a beautiful girl who got like kind of harder and more frightened looking, like all her inner radius was completely like she's a gorgeous girl.
Can we talk about that for one second?
Please,
which
yes,
is
please.
Very
we can go
so
off-roading anywhere,
and it's this always bothered me because you know I'm susceptible to too, but like the fact that Corinne's like a little better looking, it doesn't matter what she's like, she's gonna get the rose.
That's the thing.
And it's we talk and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He
wants to fuck her so badly.
Because she was even like when they sat down I think on the 2-on-1 date and she's like, I have to tell you something really serious, something that's going on. And he's just like, okay, come here for a second. And he like kisses her.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't give a shit.
He does, and she does have those huge like puppy dog eyes. And then he said like the creepiest comment when she went on their 2-on-1 date and was like, whatever. This is me, bully. And then he goes, thanks for being so mature right now. And it was in such like a weird like older guy, younger girl.
Yeah,
and like, then he like pulled her in for like the grossest like tongue scooping mouth kiss. Like
she's 24 and he's 36.
He is
creepo.
He wants to. She's like a blow up doll that will do anything.
Yeah,
like nothing is off limits.
But in all fairness, if Nick is like in a position, that's true.
You said she's like a blow up doll dying.
Oh really? But my blow up doll actually has a lot more boundaries than I have. My blow up doll is like, hey girl, no means no. No means no. I said stop it. Put it away.
There's so many blow up dolls that are like, cut it out now.
All right.
Enough.
Put me back in the attic.
Get off of me.
Enough.
Lars and the real girl with boundaries. I said no, Lars.
If I could make a blow up doll, a perfect woman, she would be saying no to me sometimes.
Yes.
Like, I don't want a totally compliant.
Yes.
I want somebody like, no, not tonight. I'm like, tomorrow.
No, you blow up doll.
Hotter tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be hotter. Damn, you blow up doll.
She sits there with her mouth open. That's not hot.
No, like, you're right.
You just gave a wink like, where's the live by?
I want a prude like blow up
doll. Yeah, it's like, she wouldn't get at it.
Yeah.
Like, you had to just keep trying.
And
just
tell your
keep
friends,
at
like,
it.
Tonight, no good. I'll get a challenge.
I didn't get the green light.
Ooh, that's a good business idea. A blow-up doll that's a challenge.
Well, I like that.
That's what I sell.
Yeah, that's what you sell.
You may not get it.
You might, exactly.
$500.
Everybody loves my casserole. Just really weird, angry phrases.
Yes.
I got to get home, you know, the blow-up doll.
You know what? I know a lot of guys that have married girls like that.
Old ball and air.
I know guys that have married girls that, like, hate her.
Ball and air.
Ball and air.
Old ball and air.
You want it?
Wait a minute. Is there more? That's
no,
yours.
This is my water, but you can take it. You can
water.
Take
We've
it.
Got water.
Do you want to take my water? You can take it. This was my at midnight water yesterday. I lost, you guys. I lost. I left it on the field. I took a knee. I thought I was going to nationals. I didn't even go to state, you guys.
I lost twice, but it doesn't matter.
I know, but I still tried.
They should like give the winner like $100, something where it like matters.
Yeah, $100. Think about how many.
Thank you.
Think about how many blow up dolls you could buy with that.
None. One fifth of yours.
One leg with attitude. But real quick, with the Nick and the Taylor thing and the Corinne, it's like you're obviously. he's not looking at these women. Like, I keep saying, like, if I was Nick in that position, I'd be like, Taylor, swim home. You're killing me.
Yeah.
And I'd want to bang her in and then cut her.
That's like, what's happening
if you're thinking,
here.
Like, a dude well, or a lesbo, what? I just high-fived myself. Here, I would...
banger.
You know what I mean?
Cutter.
It's like they're not wife.
Hit it and quit it. Am I right at what?
Shrink it and
can
pick
I,
it.
Yeah, can I quote that. You on banger then cutter? That's what she said. That's what she said.
You know, he's not leaving till he fucks Corinne. She must be dealt with.
Yes.
He's going. Well, by the way, we also know at some point from the previews, she's like, I'm gonna go visit Nick tonight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show him sexually what my golden heart and my platinum vagine. Yeah. Like,
I want her to crawl through the window and get stuck.
She's amazing.
And then have to be pulled through the window. Something
I
dramatic.
I want her caught just, pooping. That'll end everything.
Oh my god.
And Nick like is touching his face like,
oh my god.
Are you pooping?
Is Nick?
I feel like
he can't even like yeah, his oh god. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So
it's so shallow.
So she goes to Nick and she says she actually says the phrase, "I just don't think she's here for the right reasons," and that's when he pulled her in and tongue kissed her and praised her maturity. And then she said, "I smacked the shit out of her," and she doesn't even know it. And then he says, "I encourage you to keep on showing that kind of maturity." And then she says, "What's that say about your emotional intelligence, bitch?" And then she said, "I feel so good. I am the queen. I win. Hashtag winning. The Taylor ship has sailed. Bye, bitch."
That's pretty good. You
it's
couldn't
so good.
Write that.
It's really
after.
Good. The after oh the rose God. Is going to be awesome. When they're all sitting there, not after yeah. the rose, what do you call it? Yeah. Women tell all
oh,
when they have to
God.
Sit next to each other and Taylor hears all the B-bombs.
Oh my God.
How is tattletaling maturity? Like he was like, thanks for being mature, but yeah. she was tattletaled.
Yeah. And he was like, she's not here for the right reasons. And he likes playing older guys, calling her mature. Mm-hmm. It just felt like the grossest.
So gross.
Like babysitter, Mr. Yeah. Anderson. Like the
yeah,
grossest.
He has like a stepdaughter
yes.
porn like thing. He watches yeah. stepdaughter porn.
Yeah,
he
for
watches
sure.
stepdaughter porn.
Or nanny porn. Nanny porn.
Nanny porn. Nanny porn. Raquel. Nanny porn. Oh my God, that was the best looking photo that's ever happened. So then we're at the rose ceremony in the barn. Okay, side note.
Okay.
I want to just side note to people that have been tweeting me. Thank you. So there was an article. Because last week, I'm like, why are we already at his hometown? They brought 15 girls hometown. Apparently, they were supposed to go to Georgia.
I knew it.
But there was a hurricane. So they had to last minute switch to Wisconsin.
Oh. Something was weird.
Like, and that's why the dates, rather than being like in a helicopter, were like at Skateland or with his sister's
like
soccer
game.
Or like milking a cow.
Yeah. So yeah. that's why it was like the guy go, that's how you milk it. Like that. Right. That
Mom,
that's...
quick, what's going on this weekend? Yeah. Well, we got a soccer game.
And apparently the girl that was his ex actually was his ex. She's married with kids and she was told to sit and wait all day in the bakery.
Oh my God.
And so it was all last minute. How fucking cold were those girls in the barn?
That was terrible.
With the breath that you could see.
It's freezing cold. I have written down, it's freezing cold. Why is Josephine still there?
That's what I wrote. I wrote Josephine. And Chris, Josephine.
Who's Josephine?
She's the crazy nurse. She's the crazy
nurse.
This is how deep in we are, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. All the way on the left.
All the way on the left bottom. Left on the bottom.
Yeah.
She.
Do you think less of us, Kyle? Can you see how deep in we are?
Very, very deep.
When he.
Uncomfortable.
When he called her name, she was like, "What?
Yeah.
No, me?
He
why would
that,
you?"
That cute girl Sarah who just wants to find love, and he kept Josephine. Why does he keep
Josephine? Blondes?
He likes blondes.
I like when people leave and they go, "All I want is love. I'm never going to find it." And it's like age 12 and a half.
Yeah,
no. And you're like, you're going to be fine."
And they're gorgeous. Like,
yeah,
you're
gorgeous.
Fine.
My God, you're perfect, and you're 23. And she's like, "That's all I want." I was like, first of all, you're gonna just leave the barn, and you're gonna bump into a dick."
I imagine there's some...
Literally.
And it's going to be the old ball and air, the mail
the
collection from
air.
Kyle Dunnigan.
Yeah.
The ball and air.
Like, yeah. Some why, men will throw themselves at
yeah,
that
she's a, she's
I mean,
a babe.
Come on, she's a babe.
Who's your pick to go all the way, Kyle?
Ooh. Okay. First that pops into my head...
Talk to me.
...is Number one.
Vanessa. Vanessa.
No, Anna.
Anna. Anna. Vanessa. But that's Vanessa. Was... That's Vanessa. That's Anna's top pick.
But she kind of challenged him, and I feel like he doesn't like to be challenged, so that makes me nervous. But I feel like... But the other one, which I don't know, once you went skating with, they seem to have a really good time.
Oh, yeah. Raven.
Raven.
He's not going to win because she stabbed the guy with the stiletto, but we love Raven, even though she's a little kook.
She stabbed who?
When she saw the vagina...
She caught her old
and she caught
fiance.
The guy in the vagina.
Oh, I forgot.
And then she actually like pummeled him with a stiletto, which we thought, and then she said without even batting an eye.
I think that's kind of hot though.
But you're the guy that wants to be denied by the blow up doll.
That's right. Moving on.
Wow.
How many seasons? How did you get into The Bachelor, Kyle? Let's just take a moment and get to know Kyle. Where are you from, Kyle?
I'm from Connecticut.
I'm from Rhode Island.
Really?
Where are you from in Connecticut?
Westport?
I did a play at the Westport Country Playhouse.
Shut up.
Hey, Fever.
That's a nice, like, reputable.
That's a reputable. I have a secret other side where I do fancy theater.
That's so great.
I do fancy theater and then I come do this.
What show is it? I did Hey Fever,
then a Noel Coward play.
Okay.
Noel Coward is a huge Bachelor fan.
He loves that. So how did you get into The Bachelor?
I have no idea.
How many seasons?
I was dating somebody, probably like six seasons.
Okay. That's how it happens. You date somebody.
Yeah, you start watching it, and then I would get furious.
Okay.
And then, like, I think I got more into it. Because, really, it socially makes no sense. Every year the same thing happens.
Yeah.
They all fall in love because they're all stuck. And then they're Bachelor fans. How do they not know this happens every year? There's no one, like, holding out, like, oh, I know this happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like,
except for Chad.
Guard myself.
Except for Chad.
Chad, yeah. Yeah, they make you look like a lunatic if you sort of go, I'm going to like...
Aaron just wrote down Tennessee down? Williams, huge fan. Huge Bachelor fan.
I was like, is Noel Coward even alive? And Rob's like, no. I was like, oh, whoops.
Did you ask if that would be funny to say?
No, I didn't.
She just went
that
there.
Was for him. Katie, how you doing over there?
It would have been great.
What did you think of the Corinne Taylor bitch fest this week?
Oh, all on Team Corinne there. Taylor's like, first of all, I mean, they're both young, but like, Taylor's 23. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
She's acting like she's way older.
Yeah. You're hot. Aaron's a hot.
Sorry.
Aaron's hot. So, you know what? Taylor's actually younger than Corinne.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, we don't like anyone
Taylor's
who,
younger
who
than
acts
Corinne?
Like they're cool. Like,
yeah, no. But I love that.
Taylor got mean, though. That's when it switched for me. I felt like she got mean and condescending.
I want more Dolphin Girl.
Yes.
I feel like they just keep her around for the best tags ever.
Yeah, she's still
it is
in
the
it?
Best
yeah,
tag.
She, yeah, she's the one who's afraid of Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's
Alexis.
She's so fun.
She's so fun. You're really hot, Aaron. Do you need AC?
Well, I didn't know if I was... It's hot.
You're just hot because that Tennessee Williams joke was so...
It made you hot. So you know what?
You really nailed it.
I didn't really... was going to say it out loud. It was just for Rob.
I liked it. I think you should have said it out loud.
Okay. So Maya Angelou loves the Bachelor.
Thank you, Andy, for support.
Here's like three more Corinne quotes. Oh, here comes the AC. I hate Taylor. You're a bitch and you're mean and you don't deserve a rose. Who looks stupid now, bitch? Bye, Taylor. See you never.
See you never.
I'm pissed. Fuck you. Fuck your big... Wait, fuck you. Fuck your big... something and ruining everything because you fucking suck. I don't know who
said
that.
Let me see if I can read your handwriting. Where? Big what?
I'm pissed. Fuck you.
You're big.
Fuck your big...
And runs
and you're ruining everything.
But your big hair.
I don't know what that says.
Your big.
This is the most. This is like the diary of a serial killer. Like if somebody found this, it'd be like, oh, she murdered. She's the person that shot somebody on Coin.
I'm so glad it's over. It was way too much time.
It was so boring.
These episodes spent on them.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the good part.
If someone didn't know you had a podcast and they did find that, that would be hilarious.
So worried.
They're like, this lady hates Taylor.
She writes every line of the Bachelor.
Fuck you! I hate Taylor. Who looks stupid now, bitch? Can you imagine if this is what my diary looked like?
Your mom found that.
I know. She'd be like, "Fuck, are you okay? You do need
you're
therapy.
Regressing.
You do need to learn how to set boundaries."
You have a life alert for like your blood type. You said like, "I have a podcast with The Bachelor." Don't freak out.
You guys don't freak out. Don't freak out. Just,
your emotional intelligence is like negative 80.
Oh my god.
Nick actually said he's a straight male who said the phrase, and I realize now that it was a pun about New Orleans. I'm pretty jazzed. He said the phrase, I'm pretty jazzed. Would you ever say I'm pretty jazzed?
I would not.
I didn't know it was gay to say that.
It just, it doesn't feel gay. It just feels really like a bad dad.
Well, he said he was heterosexual man said jazzed.
It just felt like...
It's all right. Felt gay to you.
You know what?
Homosexual man said jazzed.
I felt like maybe a theater teacher, like a drama teacher.
Right.
Might like
gay,
yeah,
yeah,
jazz hands. Yeah, it's so jazz. Gay. It's gay and fun, and Nick is not gay and
he's
fun.
Not, he's not campy.
He's not campy.
He's super jazz. He's taking him to New Orleans.
I talked to my dog so gay, like it's so embarrassing.
What's your dog's name?
It's not even gay. It's just I talk like a high woman.
What do you say?
Like stoned woman or just
like I'll just hear myself. I won't even realize I'm saying it. But I'm like, you licking your stinkies? Like I'll say something like, don't do that.
She always licking her stinkies.
Yeah, she licks her stinkies.
That's the worst impression of a gay man.
I guess it's like a high
that's like
woman.
A child,
when you said high woman,
that's
I thought like stone
grader.
Woman.
Oh, no, no. Like high, hey, high vocally.
Wait,
would you like to see a video of my cat? We'll be able to play the audio of this. Would you like to see a video of my cat last night reviewing The Bachelor?
Oh, this is
the best garden.
This is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Okay, ready?
Is this good for radio?
Yeah, ready? I think it is. Ready? Listen.
Hey, Grouchy, what do you think of The Bachelor? Do you like Nick? How do you feel about him whining and dining Rachel?
Right? That's how you do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So good.
I think she thought I said Corinne.
So funny. I was dying.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very upset. Really the Grouch hates Rachel.
Do you have a website
Rachel.
You can put that up on?
It's on Instagram. It's on my Instagram
at Art Marine.
Yeah, that is truly the most exciting thing that's happened. So they go to New Orleans. After she says, come at me, I'll get you. They go to New Orleans. Alexis says, Alexis, who's always drunk all the time, the dolphin girl goes, my name's Miss Louisiana. I like gator grit and a good time. And then she did a tit shake, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And then she put on a mask and said, winter is coming, which they edited in.
So good.
And then the girls had to go around the Marriott, which then they got locked into like a tower for 2 weeks. They said, oh my goodness, look how cute it is. Oh my God. And all the girls got into the bathtub in the Marriott. Can we talk about the Marriott?
I literally wrote down screaming at Marriott. I've checked into so many Marriotts.
Me too. I've spent so
and
much
I've
time.
Never giggled.
No.
Very... I've never screamed and giggled. And how about the awkward dancing they made them do before they got to the hotel?
Oh my God, on the plane.
That. Oh.
And the street musicians.
The street musicians. They were just trying to awkwardly dance and then scream into a like the Marriott?
The Marriott.
This is really the worst, like you brought up before, going to his hometown. This is not a good.
No.
They're acting psyched and excited about it. But they're acting jazz, but.
We all know fake jazz.
That's okay.
You know what? Hey, was worse? Side note, what was worse? The thing last year when they went to Pennsylvania and they were what was the name of that town when they went in the bike? Plane and they were like, oh my God,
terrible.
Like Pensacola, Pennsylvania. Yes. And they flew as JoJo and they were in shitball Pennsylvania.
I'd rather be trapped in a Marriott in New Orleans than Pennsylvania.
Rob Benedict.
I wanted to say that they get to New Orleans and Chris Harrison, who has nothing to do anymore, he walks in and he's like, so you're in New Orleans? And they're like, yeah. He's like, okay, here's the date card. And that's it. Like, he's got nothing to do anymore.
Oh, my God.
No job.
He has nothing.
He's the best job of all time.
He states what we already know in such a crazy way. It's time for the last rose. Yeah, we got it, Chris.
Yeah.
We're good.
I think there's a PA that spray tanned. Like, he's getting more and more orange. Mm. Have you noticed that?
I like that.
I want him to, we need to write for him. Like, he needs to come in and be like, hi, ladies, I'm wearing khakis. You're in New Orleans. And they're just, bizarre
phrases. He should have said, I'm jazzed. It would have made sense.
I rode here on a Shetland pony. Just stuff that they're like,
you
I don't
know
even
what?
Know.
There was one season of my life where I watched American Idol, and I was stunned to find that Ryan Seacrest was actually pretty funny in all the auditions. Like, I couldn't believe that his interactions with people, like, that he was humorous. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to bring...
He needs to get a writer.
He looks like his soul is just dead inside. He's just filled with money, and it's just dead.
Maybe they edit out in the first few seasons, then he said, screw this, there's no point. They edit out my fun stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, it's a great job, but But would you be happy doing it for, what, 15 years he's done it?
Sitting on a bag of gold right now? Yes.
But for how
listening
long?
To all their ridiculous conversations?
I couldn't do it.
I would do it.
You would do
I
it?
I would do it.
But once you had enough money, maybe there's no point where that would
he,
happen. But
literally, then... he just travels the world listening to this inane, insane conversation sitting
job.
On a bag of gold.
Okay, so they're so excited. They're at the Marriott. So then Rachel, okay, this is my favorite part of the show. So Rachel got the one-on-one date. Taylor was such a sack of shit when she said, I would really, really, really fucking like to be on the one-on-one. That's what, like, that was her response. Yeah. She was so mad. Could Rachel be any hotter?
Which one's Rachel?
The one that went on, did you watch the show last night?
African-American.
The beautiful African-American last
she,
night.
Okay.
On the one-on-one. The day
that's
with
Rachel.
That's Rachel.
She's the front runner.
The 101? Oh, yeah.
They danced down the street.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
She
it was like the big part of the show.
Oh, the big part of the show.
He so does not deserve her.
He like, does not.
She's beautiful. She is cool. She seems together.
If I was Nick, I'd be like, the show's over. Here's the ring.
Oh, my God.
I will take Rachel forever.
She's watching. It makes me panic watching people be playful and put on mat. I hate watching people feed each other. The feeding portion, the ice cream, watching him eat a beignet.
Oh,
what is a beignet?
It's like a donut, but it's like a big ball.
It's like fried dough with powder. He ate it like he had a problem. Like he's never had food before in public.
Was he doing a bit? I couldn't decide if he was doing a bit.
No,
he just straight up, that's what he
They're delicious.
Doing.
Some people eat weird.
They are delicious.
He ate like a monster.
They are delicious. So they're a New Orleans specialty. And they're delicious.
They've got powdered sugar.
Not Nolens specialty.
They got called
Did anybody look at
that.
Him like
it's
Nolens specialty.
It's kind of spelled New Orleans. No, it's pronounced Nolens.
They're Nolens specialty. He had like it was like jizz had exploded all over his beard.
It was so gross.
It was watching him eat that.
I don't know how I missed that part.
And he also, he looked like this was totally fine. Like, everybody eats a beignet like a fucking trek.
He was, and they were, like, feeding each other, and then he was, like, putting on, like, crazy masks, which bummed me out. I took a picture of him, his face, when he had just tried the beignet. This is before he kept eating it.
He's looking at a beignet there?
He's like, are you kidding me? This fucking beignet.
Do you have a shot of him with the... To jizz on it?
I didn't take a jizz shot. Maybe Anna can get a jizz shot. Maybe that could be our poster.
We give you all the good jobs.
Lucky Anna. Before she goes to Iran, before you risk your life, you go to Iran, can you get one photo shot. Of a jizz of Nick covered in jizz?
and then immediately erase it off your phone.
Before you go to Iran.
I found something on your phone. The question, come with me, miss. What is this jizz shot on Nick?
What is this man covered in jizz, sir?
It's not jizz.
He was in Nolens.
Unless your last name is Cajun, you can never say that.
Oh, my God. So then they go down the second line, watching her dance. I mean, she is like the sexiest fucking thing, watching her dance with the umbrella down the second line. And,
I don't like her.
You know who didn't like her? The other guy that didn't like her. What's his name? What's his name didn't like her? Ralph Garman doesn't like her. Why don't you like her?
Because she's perfect.
Well, I think there's like nothing to her.
Wow, Ralph didn't like her either.
I'm just like, meh.
Do you like her, Ralph?
I also think she's hiding something, and this is maybe paranoid, because since there's nothing I'm seeing, really.
You like more damage. You like a little more damage.
Maybe.
She's not...
What is she missing?
I just feel like everybody's got something.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing nothing.
She's put together.
Maybe she's normal, and that's good.
She's normal. She's a lawyer. She works hard being a lawyer. I don't think she's not quite as dramatic, maybe, as the others. But she's kind of...
Is she funny,
Rob? No, she's not.
Oh,
she's not.
So she's not perfect, everybody.
High five. You know what? You're right. She's not a mess. She likes herself.
She's got a lot of real estate on her forehead. That's the only thing I brought my up.
Okay.
Oh my God.
No, Rob brought up a good point.
That is not a good point.
It's a great point.
She has a five head. She does have a five head.
She has a five head.
But hey, I like her anyway.
I have like a zero head. She's cool.
This is the first time in the podcast you just turn into like a man, like a sleazy man.
It's the double man.
She's got a tractor trailer parked on her forehead. She's terrible.
It's all superficial, the show. Let's be honest. God.
It's because there are two of us. I have to. All of a sudden, the real me comes out.
Oh, my God. Aaron is so upset.
The real me comes out. I'm like, hey, did you see the set of cans?
Exactly. She's got a set of sweat
Aaron's
above it.
Aaron's regretting the man sandwich.
I got it. Man, I am having an own personal conundrum. I don't mean to make... I feel like my bangs have officially crossed over and I'm taking over. I'm like so deep in that I'll never not... I don't want them anymore.
What's wrong with your bangs? You look great in bangs.
I'm fully Goldie Hawn and overboard now. It's fully happened.
You're your own person.
They can't even grow them out. They're like getting farther and farther back. I'm like...
What? I don't even know what that means.
What are you
talking about? There's so many... I'm like so deep in on the bangs.
Let's see your forehead. Just pull it all back.
I mean,
you go way far back.
It would have to be like a stupid... I mean, I have a fine forehead.
Oh, yeah, it's great forehead.
But it's just like now it's too late.
Is this a knee-jerk reaction from the horrible Rob comment about Rachel's forehead?
It was the forehead into like, I've been thinking about the bangs this week going, I'm so deep in. Half my head is banged.
I'm going to leave the room and Rob's going to be like, her fucking kneecaps.
Look at that can on her. Fucking can. It's like the boots.
How does she even walk?
Hold on a minute. Time out for a second.
Look at that dump truck on that one.
Wait a minute.
There's onion on that. Like, his chode, when he was sitting next to me, his chode took up.
Vanessa with her perfect accent. What a douche.
I do not understand. Will you look at the book that my children made for me about the children of Vanessa?
Wait
That's
a minute.
Beautiful French accent. You haven't
That's
heard it yet,
good.
Kyle.
Her back eye tooth is too long.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh, time out. This is a show that, episode one, we looked at people's pictures. We did not even meet them. And based on their pictures, we decided whether or not they were cool or not.
Are you wearing prayer beads today?
I'm wearing prayer beads. I'm wearing my prayer beads.
You're wearing prayer beads.
So that my forehead does not grow any bigger than it already is.
Oh, wow. Full circle.
This is what the show is.
Do you wear prayer beads every week? Or is this the first week?
I can mix it up. I've got bracelets. I'm a bracelet guy.
She's got an NFL field on her forehead. Jesus. Hold on. I got to put my prayer beads on.
Dear Lord, please give her less of a forehead at this week break.
I'd like the banger, but that NFL field is getting longer.
I'm going to be my new podcast, Captain Finger Blast Off.
Finger Blast. I never said Finger Blast.
Captain Finger Blast. You guys are going to have your man spinoff of Professor Blast Off.
I'm playing in protest now.
Okay. So then they're on their date, and the girls watched them in the second line, locked in the hotel room, watching from the Marriott.
That was planned,
creepy.
Right?
Yeah, that was creepy. So creepy. And then they go in. Thankfully, they didn't have to fucking slow dance, but they wander in, and they said this quote. This really talented musician named Bolo was playing. I can't. I'm sorry. They wandered into a bar with this really talented musician.
Does anybody know Bolo?
I Googled her.
Bolo.
And?
Tell us about Bolo.
Well, I put her... It's not Bolo. It's close, though. It's Lolo or Lola.
Did
Lola.
She say Bolo?
I said Bolo?
No, because I was
she
like, is there a clown?
Bolo.
No, it's Lolo, and she's on iTunes, and she seems pretty good.
He said Bolo. Somebody said Bolo, which is the best name.
But obviously under that skirt are huge thighs, well, so she's not talented.
Yeah, and Kyle's wearing
right,
a,
Rob?
A,
am
a,
I,
a Bolo
no?
okay. tie. Kyle's Bolo tie and Rob's prayer beads.
Please make her stop.
Okay.
Please, Lord.
You've got the ball drummer and Bolo, and then the Neil Lane ad. Did you guys see that fucking
no.
Neil Lane ad?
Where was
he
that?
He had an ad. He had actually had an ad. So then they come back, and she starts telling him about how she'd been in a second line recently at a funeral, and he said,
And he just looked at her and he didn't know what to say. And he was like, oh, really? Like, he didn't, like, she's like confessing something. Ugh. He's so uncomfortable.
He didn't follow up with any questions. Yeah.
And then
like,
she,
who?
No. And then she finished that story and he goes, that's crazy.
Yeah, he goes, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh! Will you please do your impression of him? It's the best.
Let's don't go together. So like, today was fun, right?
Yeah.
Today
yeah.
was really fun.
Hey, she's like, you know what? It's just really hard for me. Like, a friend died. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to seize every moment now.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then she tells him about her dad, who's a fucking federal judge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A federal judge. If he does end up with Rachel and her dad watches him like finger blasting Corinne all over.
In the clown house.
He's going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But then he just makes it all about him.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? She was
order
trying to,
in
like,
my daughter's vagina.
Yeah, exactly.
What a judge says.
Yes.
That should be the name of the episode.
Order in my daughter's vagina.
Order in my daughter's vagina. I don't know if we're allowed to do that. Nerdist is like, oh, we're too dirty.
Wait. Okay. this is all good stuff. Okay. So he's a judge.
He's a judge.
And then, you get a, that's a window into to who she is.
Oh, yeah.
And
don't call him whatever, Robert or Bill.
Yeah.
Like,
she's just so cool.
Rachel's dad's a federal judge.
A federal
and she's
judge.
She's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
Okay.
I think you'll fall in love with
catch.
Her.
She's a good catch.
Give her a chance.
I'll
Kyle's
give her a chance.
Not in.
In spite
she's
of that forehead.
She's
that forehead,
funny.
The chest.
Totally
she
you.
Dabbles
more,
in improv on the weekends.
Like, you'd like Alexis, the like the dolphin. You'd like the dolphin girl more.
No.
Oh.
No.
Who would you pick?
Because she scares me a little bit.
Okay.
If she's willing to do that, then you have family reunion.
Yeah,
she's in her dolphin. She's doing something fucking weird.
Going down the aisle, she's in a penguin outfit.
They're all too young for me.
Okay, well,
we suspend age.
Suspend
we,
they're
age.
Like 23.
Yeah,
24.
Let's pretend that
suspend
you were 26.
Age. Let's pretend they're 30.
I mean, maybe 28.
Rachel's like 30.
Yeah, you can be 28. You can be 28.
I just want to have like some maturity.
Yeah, sure. Those are not all the girls, by the way. That's just some of our
those
picks.
Those are our top
those
picks.
Those are our picks. There's more girls.
Like this year, I honestly like, there's no one really standing out.
How about Raven, the girl from the roller park? Would you pick Raven?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Side note, we didn't discuss the desperate move at the rose ceremony that Vanessa was like, I think I really could see myself falling in love with you. Oh, that was later. That's later. We'll come back to that later.
Vanessa
sorry.
Said that?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Vanessa. Danielle. We'll come to that later.
Oh,
we'll come to
yeah.
That later. We'll come
threw,
to that later. We'll come to that later.
That
we'll come to that
in,
later.
Yeah.
So then Nick gives a speech. He's feeling bad that he's already asked two sets of dads. He made it about him.
He made it about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that was weird.
That he's already asked. It's like, yeah, and that's why you're fucked up. Like, that's why you're, yeah.
Yeah.
As many, you can cry and cry on television about this, but yeah, you have already asked two sets of dads
on television.
It's embarrassing. He's right to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that he hasn't identified Corinne as, like, not long-distance material doesn't bode well.
No.
Picking.
He just wants to fuck her, though, once.
Yeah.
And he's going to. And I feel like that's maybe where he goes and cries to the girls.
He's, after that, like, you know, he's broken.
He's broken.
He's broken. And after that speech about, like,
oh yeah, what is that about?
If you
that
were,
speech?
if you were like serious, you'd be like, tell me about your dad. Like, tell me, like, your relationship. Blah blah
yeah,
blah.
Who's
but then
the
it,
guy
you
that
just
died.
Made it about him, and he's like, oh god, now I have to ask a federal court judge for your hand in marriage, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to.
You're
like,
it's all about him.
Okay,
it's all about him.
Yeah, you're like, please.
And then he said, I'm already breaking rules here. But I'm super into you.
That's not breaking rules.
I'm super into you.
Yeah,
super.
Actually, being into the person is like the point of the show.
Yeah. I don't want to play all my cards, but I have cards.
Yeah. I know I just got into Family Feud, but I'm going to break the rules and answer a question. By the way, doing Family Feud on February 10th.
Are you
what?
Really?
I forgot to plug that.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to do that?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I want to do that.
I'm not telling.
Can I be part of your family?
Yes.
Who are you playing it with?
They're having like a celebrity family. It's Amy Schumer's family, and her dad can't make it, so she's like, we pretend to be my cousin. So
great.
Like,
right.
So you're pretending to be your cousin
I'll
on the show?
I'll be probably at the end and get only one question, because the guy at the end doesn't get much.
Yeah. New Haven. I don't know. That was just my guess.
That's where I was born.
Clark. Name that movie.
Okay, wait a minute.
European Vacation.
Remember,
they're like Clark, Will and Clark.
Clark.
And they're like Clark. They won Pig in the Poke.
This is this is a separate.
Yeah. Okay. We've
really gone off the rails here.
So then she says, Rachel goes, "I really like him," and she covered her face, and that was cute. That was actually a cute moment. That was a cute moment.
It's too bad she's not going to win because she's heinous.
And then Rachel had to then go
when
counsel.
She covered, no, I'm not going to say it.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, which I'm not saying, so this doesn't count
as
saying
it. Yeah.
When she covered her face, like she still had
like a lot of forehead to go. Like a fourth.
But I'm not saying that.
A third hand.
That doesn't count.
A third hand came
it.
In the frame and covered the rest of the forehead.
Doesn't count.
That didn't happen.
Boom in the shot. Oh, that's just Rachel's forehead. You're terrible.
Now
you're terrible.
Get it.
Yeah.
Now you can take your prayer. You take your prayer bead, Darren. You figure these out.
I got my Fitbit on.
The prayer beads to come to the Bachelor. Okay, so then, Rachel has to go counsel. Well, the other girls go on the date to the plantation, the haunted plantation.
I can't wait to talk about that.
I zoned out here, the haunted. I think I fast forward.
It feels like you've missed a lot of the other girls had to. So then Rachel went and she had to counsel Corinne and Rachel. And she said to Corinne, keep it cool and keep it classy. It's not possible.
I was like, are you talking to someone behind Corinne?
Yeah.
Because Corinne is not. Can't be classy.
I was going to keep it hot and mess.
Yeah. Keep it. So we go to the haunted plantation, and Raven says, I did not sign up to be one of the Ghostbusters. If I do see a ghost, I'm going to rebuke that thing in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
There's your future wife, Kyle. The future ex-Mrs. Kyle Dunnigan.
Get your prayer beads out, everybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That that went south. For me,
I know.
Raven.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
I literally blocked it out. As soon as she said it, I was like no,
I know.
Didn't say that.
It's
fine.
She didn't say that.
It was just a bit. It was a bit.
She did, it was a bit. My favorite bit was the drunk waiter who stumbles in, who goes, my name's Boo.
Oh, my God, him.
My name's Boo. If these walls could talk, that's not the problem. Them talking, the problem's them shutting up. You might hear something.
Oh, boy. What
shit
his
face.
Job.
He was so psyched to be on TV. I look at that and I panic and I think if I stayed in a small town, that could be me, like the Newport Mansions, me pretending to be like an old-timey charwoman, down here, this is where they, Mr. Astor would come for his chicken and hay, but the Vanderbilts, they liked it a certain way. That could have been me.
Late
I'm so glad I
Gatsby.
Got out of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
My favorite. Sad for Boo.
Go ahead.
We didn't talk about the crazy man who jumped into the boat.
That's
terrifying.
Later. That's later.
That was
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. I wrote down Dog the Bounty Hunter. That dude, my favorite was in later when ships started going down inside the house.
Yeah.
Shot from outside where he walks across the room. He's like, hope they didn't touch the hat.
They had him jerking off in the bushes.
Because they messed with stuff and then the ghosts were awakened.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love this show and every woman on it is beautiful. However, they jumped the fucking shot.
Yeah, it was so cheesy.
It was crazy. The haunted house was really off the rails, even for that show.
It was so, they were trying to Blair Witch it 15 years too late.
Mm-hmm.
Also, May, sorry to interrupt, May was not seven. May was 77. Can we discuss that portrait? I was like, she's an old lady.
Know,
oh my God.
Totally.
I literally was like, this
is
insane.
They're making a fake, it's clearly fictional, so they make a dead kid who died of cholera.
I'm like, you mean her grandmother?
Please.
It was inaccurate picture.
It was just like, you're going to put a dead kid. Looking for her doll.
And then the doll was gone.
And then the girl, Jamie with the balls, goes, let's do it. Your girl.
Oh,
your
my
girl.
God. Gay.
And then.
Get in there. It's a good opportunity because people are scared. Did you see her holding the women?
Yeah, she did.
So gay.
Wait, who's gay on it?
Jamie.
Jamie
nose
with
ring.
The nose ring.
Now, I've gotten emails. People have gotten mad at us. There's the bisexual community got mad at us. She's like, she's bisexual, not gay. And I don't know,
it's
just
an opinion. I'm not anti-bisexual.
That's right. I emailed her back and said, it's just an opinion.
I've dated bisexual women. One, it didn't work out.
What was her name? Did I know
she
him?
Was gay. here's
she
the
was
thing.
Gay.
No, she was
dude, it was like...
narcissist.
It was...
I...
No, I mean, just saying, like, it's a joke. Like, I can't, I get a little sensitive about that. I'm like, just because I'm joking around because she's the gayest doesn't mean I'm anti-bisexual.
I know.
Why am I anti-forehead?
You guys.
I just want it to
has to be a safe space where we can just be free in here. We've got to be able to be free
in here,
you guys.
Bisexuality doesn't exist. I mean, come on. Don't be ridiculous. Book a team. Just kidding. This is obviously, I'm kidding.
Okay, so then. So then they've got the Ouija board. Don't fuck around with the Ouija board, you guys. Ouija boards are like, they are bad news.
Okay, but I feel like, so first of all, they just found the Ouija board under a chair. I thought that was hilarious. And then they're mixing up ghosts and fortune tellers.
Oh my God.
Was May clairvoyant? They're like, who's going to get the rose, May? Oh my God. How the fuck does May know? She's just a ghost.
And Vanessa, who's actually the special ed teacher. Like, they actually had the candles going out and stuff. Like, she's like, she actually thought, like, I actually am connecting with her. And then you're so fucking self-centered that you have one question to ask to, like, the great beyond. You go, am I going to get a rose in the rose ceremony? Like, how fucking self-centered are you?
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, what an opportunity, Blone.
Is there treasure in this house?
Right.
Is Professor Fingerblast going to finally have his dreams come true?
I think we should do a Ouija board right now.
Oh my God, let's do it.
I get scared very easily. Do you guys get scared easily?
I used to push the Ouija board. And then in college, I had some fucked up stuff happen with the Ouija board. I will never mess with a Ouija board.
Really?
Yeah. They're bad.
You don't mess it. How about Jasmine's I don't care. I'm going to touch everything.
Maybe it's your power, though. Maybe it's not a scary thing.
Her and Taylor should be best friends.
To move things in your mind.
Well, there was actually a moment where sometimes I think I could look at that cup and move that cup, and then I think, is it because I'm a portal to like the demons, like the gateway to hell?
That move cups. Those scary demons moving around cups all over the place.
Vanessa said this quote, I don't want to mess around with the spiritual world.
Mm.
That's not the right word.
Mm-mm.
Isn't the spirit world?
Spirit world?
Oh, than right. The spirit? Anyway.
World.
Okay, so then she said...
but I'm spiritual.
The doll is missing. Somebody find the doll. One of those crazy bitches took the doll and the chandelier fell. I mean, are you... PA had to cut the chandelier?
Or maybe it was all true.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was May.
And their only power is always to slightly move furniture.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's totally it.
It's always like, two books out of the shelf. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like a fire starts. Just like.
Mm. Ooh, a fire would be good.
Right?
It would have been
Why can't they do that?
Good. Or a sinkhole.
Or a flood.
Meanwhile. Sinkhole. You love a sinkhole.
I'd like to bury Jasmine and Taylor in that scene. Am I right? And all the sexual. What?
You love a sinkhole.
I love it. I'm obsessed with sinkholes.
Sinkholes are like, is there a part of the world that sinkholes are the, it's Florida, right? Florida. It's all Florida.
I bought a house that I think is on a sinkhole. Because it doesn't make any sense.
Here in LA?
But yeah. Like, there's other places next door, the land's different, and I think I'm just about to sink.
I can't wait for that to happen. I hope you're not in it. I don't want you to lose your house, but I do want a photo of the sinkhole.
Do you get money back for that? That's not.
Can you
insure
that?
I think.
I don't actually want your house to fall out. I take that back.
Thank you.
I'll take your neighbor's house.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Do you guys watch Vanderpump Rules? Is that? Can we not talk about that on this?
I don't watch it.
Never mind.
Do you want to?
I don't watch it.
That was the most excited you've been this entire. Did you think it was a Vanderpump Rules podcast?
No.
Okay, wait a minute. So then we have Corinne in the hot tub with her mud mask on, talking to the champagne, and she goes, I can't do it. I need you to the champagne bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
I get it too.
I just want Raquel to come in and like unpop it and then, you know, finger.
We have
that was Arden.
Taylor? Oh my God, that's the dirtiest you've been.
I did an impression of Arden.
I'm always the dirtiest one.
I was doing an impression
I'm
of Arden.
I'm always the dirtiest one here.
And finger her.
I am the grossest one here. I'm always the grossest one here. Taylor meditating And then somebody said the other sides of intelligency. That must have been Corinne.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor meditating with the little candles around her.
Oh, my God. Oh, like, that was so fucking stupid. And then Nick going, things get crazy on group tapes. I'm worried I'm not giving May enough attention. I mean, they made him fucking say that. It was, it just like
the lightning that they
oh
made.
Oh, my God.
Lightning.
So bad.
So then they finally get some one-on-one time with these girls. Danielle, the hot girl who was so boring on the hometown date, who apparently in the thing that the person sent me where they didn't go to Georgia, they were at the date where they were slow dancing, Danielle and Nick, and apparently they had to keep stopping taping because her tits kept falling out. There was like wardrobe malfunctions. Her tits kept popping out. But she says to Nick, I can see myself falling in love with you. And he just kind of like stared at her and he was like, that's good to keep saying it. Like he didn't seem that into her.
Hmm. No, I feel Taylor? Like there's a little disconnect there.
Danielle.
I don't know. Danielle
is the hot. Should we pull up the
red dress?
She was the hot
second
Asian,
from bottom.
Arden, I've got a fashion question.
All the way
talk
left.
Are bras out this year?
I think if you have fake tits, they are.
Okay. You just take a piece of duct tape and one goes left and one goes right?
It's like top stick, like mustache tape.
Okay.
But like, who's
if you don't have if
like
you
that?
Don't have a good sternum?
Let me tell you what. I could no more tape. So, I mean, it would be flying all over. They've got to be fake.
Oh, I get you. So you mean like they stay better this way?
If they're real, they're flying all over. They need to just be two boulders that have been attached to your sternum.
Right.
And then you just tape on like
and
two
then
pieces
tape.
Of fabric.
Yeah.
The tits are out of hand.
It's a tough look. I mean, if you pull it off, it's sexy. But the
do you have a pic of it?
I'm getting the, yeah. I'm getting the, okay, here we go.
Why you're looking, I have a question.
I was just looking up the girls for you, so you knew who I was talking about. So she said, I could see myself falling in love with you. So then they cut to May's demon eyes, which is like, I'm going to kill myself.
I just was like, we need to keep this moving.
Yeah, totally.
And then Rachel talking to Corinne, and she says, I hope he sees my golden heart. I don't like Taylor. Ow, do I have a pimple? That was exciting.
Yeah.
And then Vanessa asked the dead girl about the rose ceremony. And then he's with the nurse, the neonatal nurse, who's so boring.
Oh, boy.
And he does the waist grab on her while they're out there. He's a handsy motherfucker.
He's handsy, but you can tell there's no chemistry between them. Mm-mm. He was like, if she was a horse, he'd be like side saddle.
Yeah.
Like he just felt like there was a lot of... I wrote down explosive chemistry.
Oh, that's right. He did say...
What is that? What was that from? Because I was laughing so hard.
He said that he has explosive chemistry with Rachel. Okay.
Do you remember that? I was dying. I couldn't remember where it was from.
So then we have...
best line
ever. So then we have the double date. And the guy in the boat who jumps in and he looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter, who is your favorite.
I loved that moment.
That moment when he jumped in, he was so psyched to be on television.
Yeah.
Katie, Anna, any thoughts? How you guys doing? You want to kill yourself? What's happening over there? Did you like this episode, Katie?
It was okay. It was kind of boring, I guess. I felt like not... I mean, the end was good because I liked that Taylor came back and I liked that whole thing. But I don't know. It was all right.
I
liked the date with Rachel just because I really like Rachel. I really feel like they have a good connection, but I also feel like she's way too good for him.
Way too good for him.
Yeah.
I have to say, what are we, like halfway through? And there's really
this
not
a boring
a clear
season. This is a boring right. season.
Front runner.
This is a boring season.
I mean, Vanessa, but like, I don't know. I feel like these women are
him.
So.
I think Rachel's up there.
Rachel's up there, but I just.
They're so. This is all so boring. I'm over Nick. I kind of wish we had Luke the Cowboy. Rachel says before the. Yeah, please. Kyle.
Sorry.
Kyle.
You probably covered this.
Please. Talk.
But it's a general bachelor.
Please talk
question.
To me. Anything.
How many do we know? Can we find out?
Talk to us.
Hours do they spend one-on-one alone with each other before they say, I want to spend the rest of my life with
this
person?
I can answer that to you. I can answer that because I've actually befriended some of the contestants.
Oh, okay.
They said total, probably at most
45 minutes,
72 hours tops.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
72
hours. That's insane.
Tops.
And no stress, just vacation. It's like going to on vacation with someone for three days.
Is that 3 days.
Right, math? And then saying, I'm going to marry this person the rest of my life. That's insane.
Yeah, 3 days.
It's and weird how it doesn't. A lot of them don't work out.
It is so weird. but odd. It seems like every year, like a group comes in, like they really think they should marry this person.
Yeah. And they also don't know who it is when they sign up. So it's like now saying, do you have somebody that thinks they should be on the for the next date or next
every year I call in, I say, Kyle Dunnigan, he seems like a really good guy.
I'm going to call in and nominate you every season.
Oh, my
season.
God. Can we please nominate you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
Kyle Dunnigan. Kyle. He's got a van with no window.
He's got a house with a sinkhole.
House is going to the bottom of the ocean.
Are you ready to disappear under the earth?
Ladies, same, yeah. Why are we talking from 40s?
I'm running out of the middle earth.
Ladies, how do you feel about dating someone that lives under the water?
Nah. Be with him for 7 to 2 hours and marry him. Nah.
Oh, my name's Ed Henry. Rachel said this quote, I don't have a nanny. I have a master's degree in mental health counseling. That I'd rather have a fucking nanny.
I almost took Rachel, the TV and threw it off the balcony.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Taylor.
Rachel.
Taylor said, I don't have a nanny. I have a master's degree in mental health counseling. Gross. It's so gross.
I mean, Taylor might be the worst, you guys.
She's so boring.
She's the worst.
She was the one who called him a piece of shit upon meeting him twice.
Oh, yes. That was her.
Yeah, that's Taylor. She's like, you're a piece of shit. I have a master's degree.
And by the way, it was my one friend, though. It was the friend that really thought you were a piece of shit.
Lisa Johnson. She lives at 45 Main Street.
Now, she said, why are you going there? He's a piece of shit. I'm a mental health counselor.
If you were a professor at Johns Hopkins where she went, you'd be like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
She went to
Johns Hopkins.
She did not. Did she?
Yeah, it says Johns Hopkins. Didn't it? I'm not making that up.
So then they go, there's a spine in the woods, and they have this fucking voodoo priest.
Voodoo priestess.
Who looks like she runs, like that she works with my mother and my mother's real estate company. By the way, if you need a good rental in the summer, Jana Marine, Little Compton Real Estate. She is the queen of Little Compton, Rhode Island Real Estate for all your Little Compton needs. Office, Jana Marine, Janice Jams. Oh my God, Janet, she was on fire the other day. But anyway, she wants me to learn magic. There's no female magicians.
No.
So the woman, the voodoo, like, you're in Nolens. This is a fucking voodoo priestess that you got? This lady looks like she works at Kohl's.
Yes.
Definitely, that's not her only job.
No. That is definitely not her only job.
How many fucking, like, yoga retreats did that lady go on? She's like, you know what? I'm gonna get my fucking voodoo priestess.
I bet she also does that. Who's the person who has to be there when you sign a signature and they stamp it?
A
notary.
Notary. I bet she's notary a notary. Public.
Yeah, you're right.
Well.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
She's full in notary public. Yeah. You know, she runs an Airbnb out of like her laundry room.
She's like, hey, so here's the deal. I'm a voodoo priestess.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're not. No, you're fucking not, man.
If she's like on Match.com, you got to pull that out. Like, you can't put voodoo
you know
priestess
she
on your
was like, and she was like, you know what? For many years, I was in the corporate world and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And I just got burned out. And like, my kid's 17. He's almost at college. And I just thought, fuck it. I'm going to become a voodoo priestess.
My cousin works in the woods. Bachelor.
And I was like, Helen, you can do it. Donna, it's your time to shine.
I've always been attracted to the dark arts.
My friend Arden,
my middle name Slytherin.
Twitter, we can answer all these. If she has a Twitter, we can figure out exactly what kind of person.
Yeah. Oh my God, we should find that out.
Do we have a crack team?
It's at Voodoo Priestess Coles.
Anna, will you look and see? Okay, Anna's on it. Lucky Anna. So then the tarot reader with her long claw nail, which I loved, just happened to. Like, so he can't get out of there with Corinne fast enough. He's like, okay, great. So you'll read her cards. I'll go off with Corinne and finger her in the woods.
Finger.
I can't wait to go. So I can finger blast her on a log.
They were told about these two. Oh,
they had.
It was so ridiculous.
There's the Queen of Cups.
Queen of Cups.
You've got to protect yourself from the Queen of Cups. You just stay your course.
The Jester of Swords says that there's a woman named Taylor who doesn't like you. Stay away from her.
T-A-Y-L-O-R. car. She's maybe Indian.
The Prince of Spiders card. Oh, no.
This
Stay out of the woods. There's a creepy guy in a boat. Next card.
Did you guys just love that? It was like backwoods voodoo, and then all of a sudden it's just a lady in a little table doing tarot cards. Yeah. Like everyone does tarot cards. You can go down any street and someone does a tarot.
Yeah.
Make it a little bit more mystical.
Yeah, no, it was like a shitty card table. Yeah.
You can be at a fucking party with like a pack of six pack of Bud. Someone's like, "You want me to read your cards?"
Yeah,
like it's the most generic.
I've read people's cards.
Right.
I bought cards and like read people's cards.
Our friend Bruce can do that too.
I did it in Wyoming. I was the queen of Jackson Hole.
We should have done it here because
it's
gonna
tie into the show. Fucking cards, you guys.
We could learn about Rob.
I'd be like, oh my god,
yeah.
You're a wolf, Rob. People see you as a snake, but they don't know inside you. They see those prayer beads and they think you're nice, but inside beats the spirit of a wolf.
Oh no,
the Prince of Foreheads. That means
your forehead is so big.
The lion. Of wrist beads. Oh no.
Oh no.
You got a bad card.
You got a bad card. You're gonna get finger blasted on a stump. There's the guy's gonna talk with his lips and closed and his teeth touching. And he's gonna go, oh really? Oh really?
I love finger blasting. There should be a drinking game every time you say finger blast.
Oh my god, finger blast, professor, finger
and
blast.
That is the worst, like
it's the worst.
Like, and, you know, you're younger, you're like how far did you go? Like I fingered her.
Yeah, I know. It's so gross.
It's worse than saying like
it's worse.
I fucked her in the butt. Like just say like we fingered.
I got fingered.
So gross.
This you girl guys... got fingered on the bus.
Oh my god.
It's worse than she got like she fucked in the ass in the butt.
She got fingered on the butt. You guys, junior prom was great.
You know Danielle.
I went. What happened to Danielle?
During prom?
Oh my god!
Do you happened during prom?
What happened to Danielle? What happened to
Danielle? In the bus ride to the prom.
She got fingered
on the bus.
She got fingered in the. She got.
Right in her prom
I thought
dress.
She got fucked in the ass. No, no, no,
no, no.
That would have been fine.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have even talked about that. She got fingered on the bus.
She got fingered in the party bus. She got fingered on the party bus.
By the way.
Yeah.
You've all been in a party bus at one point.
Yeah.
Not fun, not a party, not fun, not
no,
good.
No, you're stuck in a bus. It's a bus.
The idea, and you go in like,
yeah.
When someone tells you a movie's great or something, you're like, it's going to be great.
So
and then
fun.
You're just on a bus and there's a pole. And
there's a pole.
Real low emotional intelligence on a party bus.
Real
is there always
low.
A pole on a party bus?
Yeah.
It seems
there's
like
always
it.
A pole
if you're on,
a party
on
bus.
The right party bus.
Oh, I didn't know there's going to be this
Come
kind of party
on
bus.
The train. Yeah.
Like a real, sorry.
No, please.
I just have a lot of passion about this.
No, this whole thing.
About party buses?
Do you have a side business, those party buses?
I actually think I should open this party, because my party bus would be different.
Okay,
I had a party bus.
It's going to deny you a couple times.
It's going to what?
Deny you a couple times.
Yes. Breaks down.
He'd watch old episodes of Barney Miller.
Okay. Everybody, like, there's like potato chip chairs that are like puffy in there, and like a beanbag, and that's like you can like jump in it, and
the
way they're set up are just like chairs.
Yeah, chairs, jizz. Blue lights, jizz chairs.
Chair made out of
jizz.
And then like alcohol light lit well.
It's
anyway,
like Big the Movie.
I want to say
like his
that
apartment
like
big
in the
Big.
Movie. It's
I
like, yes.
Yeah. One time stayed at, I don't want to brag, but I one time stayed at the Palms in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And I have like.
That's just
the strip. Yeah, just
right?
off the strip.
Wow. Just off the strip.
Just off.
And I have like a fancy suite, and there was like. A straight shot into the bathroom where there was like a water, like a pool of water. And then the chair was like covered in like silver vinyl. And there was like dried jizz on the chair.
Shut up.
And I was so grossed out.
Oh, how do you know from that far away what dried jizz looks like?
It was like I sat in the chair and it was like I was like looked down and there was like white. And then I looked at like what it was like aiming. It was like the viewing chair for whatever disgust.
Oh,
dancing.
Gross.
I don't like Vegas, Kyle.
No?
Stand-up comedy is so glamorous.
I know. I was playing the palms. It was like...
Knock, knock. I got jizz in my pants.
When you're by yourself in Vegas... Vegas is fun when you're with other people. When you're by yourself...
Right.
And you're like in Vegas for like 4 days alone.
I played poker the whole time.
Well, that's more fun than being alone
the
as a lady.
Jizz.
With dry jizz. Having to go entertain drunk people who are like... Like, why are your clothes? Jizz. Why are your clothes still on? Why are you telling us so many jokes?
And you're like, I've got boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. I learned boundaries before I fired my therapist. Okay, so then here we are. We're on the date, and Corinne says she's just a big mean swamp monster. Taylor belongs here with the other bugs. She's the biggest bug of them all. She's one with the swamp, but this butt, and she hand flourished around her butt, doesn't belong in the swamp. And then she asked the lady, how do you make a voodoo doll of a specific person? While Taylor was busy saying Corinne has no emotional intelligence.
So the tarot card reader just whips up a doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like next time we cut back, she's got a full-fledged doll with a hair and a jacket and everything.
Yeah.
Is this what you were asking about? Her name is Taylor.
I just wanted her to put a pin in it and Taylor to fall over the log.
Yes.
The whole time.
What
I
if like just blood comes gushing out of her guts?
Yeah.
Just dies.
Like the most like Walking Dead level of like disgusting.
Like, really happened.
Like it like actually fucking really
like,
happened.
She fucking died. Like,
she died.
What did Taylor say something about whipped cream and
she
lies?
She said he's not going to pick her. The relationship will be built on whipped cream and lies, which
that's
is
so
a,
good.
Which was a really, if you like, she
good
sucked the whole
episode.
Time. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Built on whipped cream and lies.
Whipped cream and lies is awesome.
Whipped cream and lies, I think, is our name of our. There we go.
Yeah.
Wait, what about.
That was the name of my band in high school.
Vagina something?
Oh, platinum vagina? Platinum?
No, I said something earlier about a vagina, so that's the name of the
We
episode.
Weren't allowed, because they don't like us to be dirty.
I gotta go.
Are you gonna leave?
Yeah.
You got a sinkhole to tend to?
Yeah.
You gotta get a doll to get denied by? So then, this exchange happened, which was amazing. I can't even believe that you're a mental health counselor, Taylor. And then she says... if you want to go there, I really doubt that you run a multi-million dollar company, which actually was a good comeback.
It was a great comeback.
It was a really good comeback.
Yeah.
It's her dad's company?
Yeah.
What do we...
Her dad does this. You better get those guys on the phone ASAP. That's what they showed her. It was like a Texas Instrument.
She's
Like she was on like
if
a
you would
old...
just leave me alone, I can get it done.
He's like, you better get those people on the phone ASAP.
It was a rotary phone.
What kind of
it was like, did
somebody looked it up.
We get people on the phone. ASAP.com.
They did flooring? Flooring
supplies. Hi, Charles. Is this Charles? Oh, wrong number.
Operator.
It was like a floor cleaning.
Floor cleaning.
Company.
I don't want to brag, but I'm going to have to.
Please.
I'm refinishing my floors.
Oh, my God.
So I don't even need a flooring company.
Oh, my God.
It's not going great.
No.
There are some grooves on my floor, but I got this at Home Depot. There's like a machine you can rent, which is...
Are you doing it yourself?
Oh, you're doing it yourself?
Yeah.
That's for a second, I was like, wow, things are going really well. And I'm like, he does have floors to finish, but he's doing it himself.
Yeah. Save some money.
And dollar
store. Dollar
store. Money.
Dala dala ha. Okay. So then Taylor gets left. The look on her face when she got cut and left in the woods. Now, I wanted to say they did this last year with Chad in the woods.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we really killed it with Chad whistling in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to love it when we leave Taylor to be like, cleansed by the voodoo ceremony, and they go off with Dog the Bounty Hunter on their boat to go fuck in a church again after he fucked Caitlin in the church in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. That's his jam.
But then she did say this. Corinne said, "Dear Diary, today I learned that Corinne is far from a fucking idiot, and I feel like a pathetic loser for judging her, period." And then she was left with the voodoo dancers in the woods. And then Corinne shows up with her tits out and had said, "Who's stupid now? Who's stupid now, Taylor? Who's stupid now? Sorry, not sorry. You were rude. You got what was coming to you. I'm nice until you cross me. Don't cross me." That took me. I was so tired of writing at that point.
She speaks in hashtags.
She does.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Fragments. Yeah.
What else
fragments.
Does she say?
I
can't even.
I literally can't.
I mean,
I can't.
Literally. Yeah.
I literally like, can't even.
I wanted Taylor. If you're gonna, if you're going to try to updo up Chad,
yeah,
Taylor, she needed to be getting the voodoo, whatever,
yeah.
And then cut back, and she's like chewing on a pig's heart with blood all over her face.
Because Chad would have done
just
that.
Something next level cray cray.
Yeah. Blood. To Nick, and blood just starts coming out of his
face. Yes. And that's it. Black out. And then that's it.
That's why you went to Sundance. I think
in theatrical terms.
Yes. You're always looking at everything like this.
Like, did you see the haunted house? You're like, was that the one where it was like letterbox? Establishing.
We push in. Close on.
On May, who's 77.
So, and she's really, what's the not Corinne, but the other one?
Taylor.
Taylor's really, like, she's really got boring person face.
Boring.
And she's really, there's nothing, I mean, Chad was, like, exciting because he was so cray-cray. Yeah, she's just like...
Yeah.
Like just straight face, like, no expression.
It's also like you're on a 2-on-1 date and what you wear to the woods is Keds and a tank top and jeans.
You gotta bring it,
you
girl.
You gotta push it up.
You gotta do that Raven underwear outside.
Yeah,
for that
you need
one.
To wear some weird off shoulder fucking at least booty shorts.
Yeah. Just don't wear anything. Just go nude, naked and afraid. Get in there.
Full 70s porn bush.
If I was the girl going on the date, I'd first of all wear like a cute crop.
Yes,
like I'm going in the woods. Sure. I'm going to show some mid drip. Cute crop top.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe some jellies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple of jellies on the toes, painted.
Yeah.
Nice manicure, pedicure, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Tight. I mean tight jorts.
Jorts!
What's in my ass coming down the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
That's so like, hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Like the short shorts.
Unshaven legs. And then I'm in the woods.
Yes.
Got Nick's attention.
Yeah. I might not wear pants and just put a rose right over my vajayjay. Yeah.
And then you go, will you accept my rose?
Will you accept my rose? And then just fuck
them.
Great plan.
I would fuck Nick in the woods.
And I go, masses agree, and just get on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would you wear, really? Rob?
Rob.
First of all, Nick would totally be like, I'm going to give her the rose because she really put herself out there.
Yeah. Thank you for putting yourself out there. Thank you for being so brave in your choices. You're so brave. Please keep coming to me with this kind of bravery.
I'm going to go the opposite. I would wear like full three-piece suit. And a fur coat.
Other way with it.
And
yes.
And then give him instructions on how to get it all open.
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Just let me know if you want it. I would wear
your turn.
Full.
I know exactly what you should wear. So tell me what you think you should wear.
I know what you should wear. Full beekeeper outfit.
Full
face shield.
Okay.
Like a beekeeper outfit with like the hand. Like, and I'm like, and he's like, is that Arden? I'm not sure. And then he's like, oh shit, I'd recognize those titties anywhere. Because I would have two holes cut out.
Good.
And I would have gotten like implants at that point. So they would be fully standing up on end.
Yeah.
With the rest is
okay, good. Then, like,
bee stings all over the exposed boobs. The swollen, red, bumpy boobs.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's hot.
And they're like still like surgery, like scars from the surgery. Yes. Scars from the surgery.
I'm going to buzz my way.
Is that what I should wear?
Yeah.
That is
what
I should
wear.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And then we close it out. We close it out with the best tags ever. He's with Alexis, the dolphin
she's
girl.
She's a dream.
They keep her for the tags. And she says, he's like, are you scared? And she says, the only thing that could scare me right now is Nicolas Cage. And then he happens to have a Nicolas Cage mask. And she says, I kissed Nicolas Cage. And then he kissed her and goes, that actually turned me on. And I think he wasn't kidding. That guy can pop a boner over anything.
Oh my God.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
God loves boners.
We should really auction off this notebook and give the proceeds to charity.
Mm-hmm. A full notebook.
Or send it to the authorities.
A full notebook.
Full notebook. Arden, great job.
You guys, what are we hoping for next week? How do we feel?
More explosive chemistry.
Explosive chemistry. Anna, we haven't heard from you. Give us what you need to say right now. Before you go to Iran, what are your final... Where are you?
What are we want to hear?
Get over here, Anna. Anna, what are your thoughts? Before you go to a run, what are your final thoughts on this?
I think Corinne's going to go to Fantasy Suites. And He's definitely going to have sex with her and then probably lose her.
And yeah, that's then all the way to fantasy. Right after you're like, get me out of here.
But she goes to his room. When does that happen? Why is he crying to the girls? Why is he crying to the girls next week?
Well, what I was telling Rob earlier, I think he goes out and he's like, I think I'm going to choose someone and they're going to reject me. Because so much rejection happens in my life, which makes no sense.
He loves to cry. You know, bullies cry a lot. Bullies cry a lot. They're manipulative. Because then you're like, oh, no, no.
What if he fucks Corinne in the next episode and then he cries?
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a distraction from something he did that they weren't happy about. Because it's a way for him to, like, now it's about, like, our Nick is hurting.
Exactly. He didn't mean for him to fuck. He didn't mean to fuck Corinne.
Yeah.
He might fuck Corinne and then go cry to the girls about it.
He should have said that, though. I didn't mean to fuck Corinne. And then
I just wanted to finger her a little.
I just wanted to finger her in the butt.
She's like, there wasn't a party bus. I wanted to finger.
She just showed up with her boobs out in that beekeeper outfit.
The same size as my finger.
Yeah. I will try and watch an Iran. We'll see how that goes.
Oh my
good luck.
Anna. By the way, can we give Anna this week on the better. Anna has been really. Can we just give her a shout out for all the posters this year?
Yes, you're the best.
All those flyers. Last week, keeping us together. Last week with Nick on the pickle.
Oh my God,
on
it was
the
so
bed.
Good.
It was so beautiful.
You guys stole her from Captain Blastoff, by the way. She was on Captain Blastoff.
Oh, yeah,
Blastoff.
I used to work with
her. Was she on? She was on Captain Finger Blastoff?
Captain Finger Blastoff.
Captain Finger Blastoff.
And then you guys stole her. And that's why we had to shut the podcast
Captain
down.
Beasting.
We lost Anna.
We lost Anna, you guys. I'm going to, will you stick around to pick Tweet of the Week?
Sure.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. So here we go. Tweet of the Week. We've got some pretty good ones. Okay. All right, here we go. First tweet. This is from Hezzy Tate, which is at Burlesque Baker. I think this caretaker thinks that this is an audition. That was about Boo.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another one from Burlesque Baker. Quote, I don't want to force myself where I don't fit is also what Nick said to Liz at Jaden Tanner's wedding.
It's good.
That's a pretty good one. Seth Vatt, Basebone One, always killing it.
So good.
Dog the Bounty Hunter sure was excited to hop in that boat with Nick's potential leftovers.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm.
Lauren at Purple Haze, who are you going to call? Corinne's nanny. A Ghostbusters.
Like
Yep. Molly at Modern Molly, you own a multi-million-dollar business but need change from your room service. Things don't quite add up.
Yeah.
So we have.
Oh, that was so weird.
That was very insightful.
That was so
we have
weird.
Multi-million-dollar business. Things. Okay, so I'm going to nominate for the final two. Who are you going to call? Corinne's nanny. And I'm going to nominate either Dog the Bounty Hunter or I don't want to force myself out of fit. What do you think? Dog the Bounty Hunter or don't force myself?
What was the don't force myself?
I don't want to force myself where I don't fit is also what Nick said
Jane
to Liz
Tanner's
at Jaden Tanner's wedding.
Ah, yes.
Or Dog the Bounty Hunter sure was excited to hop in that boat with Nick's potential leftovers. Okay, so it's down to these two. Dog the Bounty Hunter was sure excited to hop in that boat with Nick's potential leftovers, or who are you going to call Corinne's nanny?
I'm going to go with who you're going to call because it scans.
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
Oh, my God. A unanimous 2 weeks in a row. Lauren at Purple Haze, congratulations. You have Tweet of the Week. Who are you going to call? Corinne's nanny.
Woo. That was insightful, though. Yeah, if she's got this multi-million-dollar business, the change thing is
the
a little
change
weird.
Thing.
Unless
that
she
was
gave,
a
like,
weird...
$100 bill or something.
Yeah, the change thing was weird.
First of all, she's not paying for any of it.
Right.
Oh, God, no.
I mean...
Maybe that's why, because she didn't want to charge...
And I'm going
to... Can I get some change so I can give it back to Lucy, the producer?
Also, the company might be worth that, but you actually don't make $1 million a year. Like, a company can be worth $2 million. It could be a multi-million dollar company, but you actually earn, like, $100,000
That's not even her father. She's a stripper on a party bus.
Oh,
she
is a mess.
That was a fake family.
She is a hot mess.
Raquel's her real mother.
Here we have, I'm going to read just thank you for your emails. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And thank you, everybody's been liking us on iTunes and Facebook. We appreciate it. Here's a fun email we got. Rob Benedict is a gift. Hello, lovelies. I just wanted to say your podcast is an absolute delight and my friends and I anxiously wait for it to drop every week. In fact, we have to be careful if we listen to a new episode while driving since it's actually too funny for safe driving at times. My friends and I are big Supernatural fans, so we found you and Rob started doing the podcast. We listened and then had to watch The Bachelor in Paradise to figure out what the hell the twins were talking about with that bronzer and to hear Rob's hilariously bashful yet dirty, not this week, commentary. And we've never looked back. Related to that, since Rob plays God in Supernatural, this podcast is literally God's work when he's on. So obviously, Rob needs to be on always.
That's nice. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Now, I apologize for everything I might have said this week that's offensive.
Oh, my God.
To women.
I'm still apologizing.
God hates foreheads.
God hates foreheads.
You cut to that girl who wrote that, and her forehead's like giant.
And
it's the Kristen Wiig character in Sarah.
Oh my God, the huge.
It can't be my Rob saying this.
And I just want to say, so here's a fun, somebody commented on iTunes, which we really appreciate. We have NC Tibby. I sat through the craziness of The Bachelor just so I can listen to this podcast. It's like breaking down the show with your smarter, funnier, more emotionally intelligent friends. Show to list shirts for everyone. Thank you so much. And Lola Fashionista says, by far the best Bachelor podcast out there. So funny. Keep it so real. Unlike others that are afraid to offend because contestants may not want to be on the pod, this one gives zero fucks. Only wish they were on in the off seasons talking about celebrity gossip. Guys, thank you so much. Keep it coming. This has truly been the horniest day of the week for me. I am so aroused right now.
It's that man sandwich.
I'm going to go home and I'm going to finger myself on the bus all the way home. And will you please come back on and be on again, Kyle?
Of course, of course.
Everybody, until we meet again.
You just do. Oh, sorry.
Well, yes,
no,
yes.
Don't forget it,
Kyle. What?
I cut off your perfect ending.
No, it's not. It's a terrible.
Is this end when the season ends?
We do it seasonally, so we do this into The Bachelorette, into Bachelor.
Oh, so it never ends.
No, we get months off. We get months off.
Okay. Okay.
It's fun. It's seasonal. And please tweet me and tell me: would you be willing to fly into Nashville if we did a live show, because I'd have to pay my own. I would basically be paying to fly in, which I think is worth
it. It's a Kickstarter.
I think it's worth it.
I mean, go on.
Okay. Maybe I can get some of that money that Kyle's going to win on Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this role? Will you accept this rose into your world? Will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.